I'm Jeff St. Clair, host of Explore Radio, exploring science and innovation in Northeast Ohio. This week, as Stonehenge was being built in England, here in Ohio, Native peoples were building more humble structures. But an excavation this summer of an ancient settlement in Sheffield Village shows that early Ohioans lived pretty comfortably here 4,000 years ago. In this edition of Explore Radio, we look at how a first-of-its-kind discovery is shedding new light on archaic Ohio. The stately Burrell Homestead was built in 1820. It's one of the oldest buildings in Lorain County. But nearby, in what was once the estate's orchard, are the remains of much older habitations.
In front of us is a big area of yellow clay. That's basically one of these floors. This is a 4,000-year-old house floor.
Brian Redmond is head of archaeology at the Cleveland Museum of Natural History and in charge of digs this summer that revealed ancient living spaces buried beneath this grassy field. He points to a neatly dissected pit.
Those are actually subfloors. Those are multiple layers of floors, one on top of the other, that's been built in this place as if they're kind of reflooring their house structure, something like that.
It's a unique find.
Nobody's ever found a site with these clay floors that I know of in Ohio.
Redmond says clay floors like this are typically found farther south in Kentucky or parts of Illinois. The floor was enclosed by an oblong-shaped house. He points to a series of dark patches around the floor's edge.
Those are the remains of stains left behind by wooden posts, organic staining from posts that have rotted away. There's even some that come down in front of us. There's one right there.
Just outside the house, Redmond and his crew found a pile of deer bones, perhaps the remains of a stew pot, plus nutshells and several stone tools. But inside, not much.
People swept their floor. They cleaned their floor. They disposed of their refuse somewhere else.
But he did find one special item inside the house.
Right here.
We peer into a shallow depression.
It was found, as it turns out, in the edge of a small pit that was dug down below the floor we're standing on.
Redmond had found part of a banner stone. It's a diamond-shaped piece of slate with a hole drilled down the middle. It was used as a counterweight for an ancient spear thrower, or atlatl. He thinks this one was ritually broken and buried beneath the floor.
It's thought that banner stones were both utilitarian, they were weights on spear throwers, but they might have also been had some kind of symbolic importance.
Back at the museum, Redmond shows me the artifact itself.
Can I hold it?
Sure.
Before bows and arrows arrived in Ohio, people used spears and spear throwers to hunt game. The banner stone helped hold the spear steady, but Redmond says its ritual burial and artful design show it meant more.
Sometimes archaeologists, when we're just dealing with broken stones and pieces of bone, we're very focused on the mundane everyday activities, but this brings back to focus the idea that they had a spiritual life as well.
Of all the periods of Ohio's prehistory, the 7,000-year stretch known as the Archaic, from 8,000 BC to 1,000 BC, is the least understood, according to Kent State anthropologist Linda Spurlock.
But there were dynamic things happening at the time, especially towards the end as the population size increased.
People were starting to live in one place for longer periods, like at the site in Sheffield Village.
People are settling into areas and learning to extract a living very carefully from the local resources.
Back at the site, Redmond is digging another test pit. He says the dirt all around us contains relics of ancient habitation.
This is all late archaic, 4,000-year-old deposits, and it's pretty much everywhere under our feet.
You're describing a village.
Well, it seems to be, yeah. We usually don't use that term for archaic occupations.
What would you call it?
They say base camp.
In fact, Redmond says archaic people lived here off and on for at least 500 years, primarily during the fall and winter months, living off the land with plenty of hickory nuts, deer, and
fish from the lake, fish from the river. We're just east of the Black River on a little bit of a bluff that sticks up, just a mile or so out to the lake.
But no corn. That hadn't reached Ohio yet. Neither had pottery. But volunteers at the museum are cataloging the dozens of stone tools, animal bones, and other artifacts found at the Burrell Orchard site. Redmond says they'll eventually go on display in the museum's upcoming expansion, part of a gallery called The First Ohioans. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio. You'll find more science stories on our website. Search Explore Radio at WKSU.org.